Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Слушнете повеќе прилози на sps.com.au/Macedonian. Слушате програма на Македонски на SPS Audio, а со вас е Маргарита Василева. Силвана Наумовски е менеджер во CSL, водечка глобална биотехнолошка компанија со динамично портфолио на лекови кои спасуваат животи, вклучително и оние кои третираат хемофилија и имунолошки недостатоци, како и вакцини кои спречуваат грип. Таа е водач на програмата за регрутирање на рани таленти со цел градење здрава иднина на организацијата. Силвана Наумовски исто така е подпредседателка на македонскиот фудбалски клуб Престон Лајонс или Престон Македонија во Мелбурн и една од ретките жени на значајна позиција во управниот одбор. Во нашиот разговор со неа, таа не носи назад во незиното детство, кога со следењето на кариерата на својот поголем брат дојде во контакт со фудбалот, гајеки желба и таа да може да облече копачки еден ден. Силвана вели потекнува од патриотско и етничко македонско семејство, страствени поддржувачи на фудбалот и социјалниот живот поврзан со овој спорт. Таа вели председателот на Престон, Дејвид Цветковски, ја побарал да се приклучи на клубот и да помогне да се подобри спортувањето за жените од сите возрасти. Силвана Наумовски, tell us what you do for a living.
Yeah, hi Margarita, thanks for having me. Yes, I have a full-time job. I work at a biotechnology company called CSL, and I'm the program leader for our early career programs in the APAC region, which means I recruit early talent and build that future pipeline for our organization.
And what led you to take on a position of vice president at Preston Football Club?
Interesting question. I guess just a bit of background in soccer and how I kind of got here. I guess my brother, who's a couple of years older than me, played soccer from the age of 7, and we pretty much followed his career till about the age of 20. So, you know, being in a very strong ethnic Macedonian family, soccer was very much front and center of our daily lives, and something that my family, father, mother, brother, were all very passionate about. And I guess I got brought into the sport in that way, and I was quite athletic myself, I'd like to think.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Really loved sport. So, you know, followed my brother throughout his career in soccer, and growing up out in the West, you know, we'd had family out in the north, and when Preston Lions would be playing, we'd all line up a bit of a visit over. And as you would have it back in those days, the women stayed at home and all the men went out to watch the soccer and Preston itself. And us kids tend to follow the dads over to Preston Lions and enjoy a bit of a, you know, social networking event with all our cousins.
That's right.
But also, yeah, also watch the soccer as well. So soccer's been very much front and centre of, you know, my life continuously.
Yes, yes. It's a great meeting place.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And it's great to, you know, reconnect with your community and build those relationships. And I guess David Svetkovsky, who I've known for over 24 years, approached me about 5 years ago and said, "Sil, you know, we really need to start focusing on women in our club and community. You know, are you able to sort of, you know, think you'd be good at setting up a women's coterie group just to help bring some of that profile?" And, you know, event management is, you know, a bit of a side hustle of mine. I think it's something I love to do.
Yes.
and particularly the connecting and networking and bringing people together. And, you know, we didn't really know what that was at that point in time, what that was going to look like. But, hey, you know, we went for it.
Yes.
And we had some really successful women's coterie events with Preston Lions where we raised profile awareness and obviously funds to our women's program as part of those networking events where we bring women together to connect. And from there, I guess the opportunity came up, the vice presidency or changing of president, I guess, with Zach coming out and David coming in. And yeah, I guess that's how I kind of got here.
Well, you've certainly answered the question about having prior involvement with the local sporting clubs. It's all in the family, isn't it?
It is.
Долгогодишното работно и професионално искуство на Силвана Наумовски ја поддржува нејзината работа во клубот. Таа вели дека целта на клубот е да бидат столб за пошироката заедница и да продолжат да го развиваат клубот, да обезбедуваат чувство на припадност, социјална поврзаност и патишта кон спортот. И дека како клуб треба да действуваат стратешки, место за нејзината експертиза. Силвана вели, ако клубот сака да продолжи да остане амбициозен и да ги постигне овие работи, тогаш треба да се внесат луѓе со искуство и деловна вештина. Силвана има работено во професионални и корпоративни организации и го внесува тоа чувство на разновидност во клубот со која се надева дека ќе помогне добро да се позиционираат. Тимската работа е клучна на теренот и вон теренот и без неа едноставно не може да се постигне успех. Госпогата Наумовски вели дека со оглед на долгата историја на клубот, секој што е вклучен во клубот како волонтер или како платен професионалец, сите дефинитивно се наоѓаат на истата страница и чекорат во иста насока. Таа усогласеност, вели Силвана, се представува добро во однос на тимската работа што постои во клубот. Тој стратешки пристап и она што се обидуваат да го постигнат, не може да се постигне без тимска работа. Но има и други жени во Престон Македонија, Престон Лајонс, и Силвана вели дека нивната улога во целата сложувалка на партнерства и одговорности е неверојатно важна. Како клуб, вели Силвана, нивната цел е да обезбедат чувство на припадност, социјални врски и патишта кои водат кон спортската дисциплина. И што се однесува на играчите, Силвана вели дека е многу важно тие да се видат представени во клубските простории, воедно и во управниот одбор. А за да се постигне тоа, потребно е да се има поголемо присуство на жени. Со тоа се покажува интегритет, исполнување на целите, воведување на разновидност и различно размислување.
So, Silvana, how does your work experience support your work for the club?
Yeah, so look, I think, you know, as a club, we absolutely, you know, our objective is to be a pillar of strength for our broader community and, you know, continue to grow our club and provide, you know, a sense of belonging, social connection and pathway to sports. And as a club, we need to be really strategic about that and how we do that. If we want to continue to remain ambitious and achieve these things, then you really need to bring people in with some of that, you know, business acumen and strategic mindset. So I guess having a long and established career, and I don't like saying that because it reminds me of how old I am, but having worked in professional and corporate organizations, you know, bringing that sense of thought and diversity to the club is hopefully going to help position us well.
Yeah, so I guess that's the part that you bring, the expertise to the role as vice president.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's, yeah, definitely that business acumen and strategic thinking.
Yeah. Can I be a bit cheeky in asking whether you're looking forward to being president one day?
I guess given what I've just told you, I never came in with any of those sorts of intentions, and things have happened pretty organically and I guess, you know, not something I came in striving for, but hey, you know, I guess one day it would be really nice to see a female president, whether that's me or somebody else.
Of course, you know, to date, we haven't had one yet, have we?
No, right. We haven't. No, we haven't. But, you know, I guess all things going well, opportunity presents itself. Let's see how we go.
Sure. Okay. Well, teamwork is key on the field and off, and success simply can't be achieved without it. How would you rate teamwork when it comes to the success of the club?
Yeah, look, I definitely think, given our long-standing history of the club, everybody that is involved in the club on either a volunteer capacity or professional paid capacity, everyone's definitely in line and on the same page with that long-standing history and where we want to go. So I think that alignment really represents itself well in terms of the teamwork
sure.
that we have and that alignment to where we want to go. So I think, you know, bringing that community, that strategic approach, and also, you know, what we're trying to achieve, we can't do that without the teamwork. So I definitely think we're all very aligned on our purpose and what we're trying to achieve.
Yes. Well, there are other women at Preston Macedonia, at Preston Lions, as you mentioned. How important is their role in the whole, you know, sort of jigsaw of the partnerships and the responsibilities that that exist?
Yeah, incredibly important. I guess we, as a club, our purpose is to provide a sense of belonging, social connection and pathway to sports. And I guess everybody that's involved in our club from a player perspective, you know, they need to see that represented back in the club and its committee. So in order to do that, we need to have that female representation. And, you know, that's really important that we're really, you know, showing some integrity and walking the talk. And their participation, you know, from club level is important to provide and bring a sense of diversity and a different level of thinking.
Male-dominated sports have had their fair share of dominance and notoriety for both good and bad reasons, both on and off the field. And whilst Preston Football Club has done really well to open itself up to women's football, which aspects of its sporting culture do you feel might still need some work, if any at all?
Yeah, look, I think just in general as a club and, you know, even if you think about it as a business or any business, you're always looking to improve on things, right?
So. Yes.
I think, you know, we've definitely got our strategy. We're moving towards that. We definitely need to improve on things. And I guess from a female representation perspective, that's definitely a key focus and something we can obviously also continue to improve on. So I think, you know, from players all the way up to, I guess, the executive team, there's definitely room in there to continue to build on that momentum.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes, with our female participation in our programs, you know, that's really trending quite well. We want to look to increase that even more, particularly in our senior women's team. You know, right now our senior women's team's in the WNPL, so Women's National Premier League, and
right.
the first tier, which is fantastic. But I guess, you know, that pathway, that program, building our junior teams to demonstrate pathway into that senior women's team, I think, is something definitely that we're looking to focus on more heavily and build on.
Well, Savannah, would you say that having more women in managerial and other office-bearing positions or even around the club in general gives young women and women of other ages more confidence to join both as players and as volunteers?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like I said before, you know, anywhere you go, you work or, I guess, gather or connect with people, you kind of want to see yourself in there. And if you've got nobody to look up to or aspire to or see that representation, then, you know, it makes it pretty difficult if you're passionate about something and try and find a pathway into all of that. So I think, yeah, that visibility and representation across the board definitely makes it far more tangible for women
yes.
of any age or young girls to really see that there is opportunity and possibility to achieve those things.
Спортовите во кои претходно доминираа мажите им донесе доминација и озлогласеност и од добри и од лоши причини, и на теренот и вон теренот. И додека фудбалскиот клуб Престон направи добра работа што го прифати женскиот фудбал, Славана Наумовски сепак смета дека има некои аспекти од спортската култура на кои би можело да се даде повеќе внимание. Славана вели дека општо гледано како клуб, дури и ако се гледа на Престон како бизнис, се обидувате да ги подобрите работите. Така клубот дефинитивно има своја стратегија и сите се движат кон истата. Наумовски смета дека дефинитивно треба да ги подобрат работите, особено од перспективата на женското представување во клубот, кој е определен клучен фокус и нешто на кое што очигледно може да се продолжи да се подобрува, започнувајќи од играчите па се до извршното раководно тело. Има простор, вели таа, да се продолжи да се гради тој моментум. Како примери, госпоѓата Наумовски ја наведе промоцијата на жените во клубот. Клубот продава женско учество во своите програми и кое се потврдува како навистина многу позитивен тренд. Клубот сака да го зголеми тоа уште повеќе, вели Силвана, особено во својата сениорска женска екипа, каде токму сега сениорските женски тимови во WPL, женската национална премиер лига и First Tier, е фантастично. Преку оваа програма, вели Силвана, ги градат нивните помлади тимови за да ја демонстрираат патеката која води кон сениорскиот тим. Значи, женскиот тим, вели Наумовски, е нешто на што дефинитивно сака клубот да се фокусира многу посилно за да го надгради и прошири. На прашањето дали со визибилноста на повеќе жени на менаџерски и други функции во клубот воопшто им дава на младите жени и на жените од други возрасти поголема самодоверба да се приклучат и како играчи и како волонтери, Силвана одговори со апсолутно да. Таа смета дека каде и да одите, било тоа да е преку работа или преку поврзувањето со луѓе, во секој случај сакаш да се видиш себе си представена, вели таа, присутна во било каков капацитет во клубот. И ако немаш примери за да ти дадат надеж и аспирација за да постигнеш нешто, во тој случај отсутството на примери на женското учество ја прави целата работа прилично тешка, особено ако сте страствено посветени на нешто и се обидувате да најдете пат кон сето тоа. Така, вели Силвана, таа видливост и застапеност на жените во сите делови на клубот дефинитивно прави голема разлика. Ги прави можностите многу повеќе опипливи за жените од која било возраст, особено за младите девојки, да видат дека навистина постојат можности за да ги постигнат тие работи.
You mentioned that you'd followed your brother around with the soccer and the sports. What would you say has changed immensely in soccer in particular, because that's the area that you're focused in, compared to 20 years ago?
Inclusivity, probably.
Right.
One of the biggest things, and belonging, and that social connection. So I think going back then, when I was young, I guess I probably didn't really understand it too much, but, you know, it was probably more just a fun thing and something to do during the week or weekends. But these clubs have really grown and prospered and I guess have got a lot more community and social outreach at the moment. So there's far more responsibility and onus on the clubs now to ensure that they're giving back to their communities. And I think the key thing that's changed from back then to now is that inclusivity piece. I mean, had I known, or was there an opportunity for me to play soccer maybe at that young age, I absolutely think I would have.
You would.
but there wasn't. I didn't see that. So, and I, you know, there may have been, not that I'm aware of, there may have been some clubs that had some girl teams, but definitely something I didn't see.
Right.
And, you know, really want to make sure that part of my role and what we do at the club definitely continue to showcase the opportunities and the art of the possible back to our girls and women.
Yes. So, in general, what kind of responses are you getting from the supporters?
In terms of
all the changes that you're making, the direction that you're taking the club in, everything?
Yeah, look, generally it's pretty positive. I think, mm-hmm. you know, from personally, on a personal aspect, I get approached quite a lot, probably from some of the older generation, if you like, the more mature, should I say, generation who've been around the club for a very long time. And I think them seeing me in my capacity in the club and the involvement, I've had such positive feedback, you know, them approaching me saying, this is fantastic, it's wonderful to see, you know, a woman here and a woman who's actually willing to give up their time,
yes,
to give back to the club and really help continue with the projection of momentum and the club's success. So, you know, seeing that and hearing that's really humbling and definitely reinforces what we're doing and what we need to keep doing. And, you know, I think overall the general consensus is pretty positive. And, you know, going up to and being one of the foundation clubs now for, you know, the national second tier, kicking off next year is a huge feat and achievement for us, and something that I think, you know, from what I've heard and seen from the fan base, the supporters, the you know, we're definitely heading in the right direction and incredibly positive about it, really building on our name and reputation.
Силвана Наумовски спомена дека со семејството ја следиле кариерата на поголемиот брат во фудбалот и спортот пред 20-тина години. Та вели дека од најзначајните промени во фудбалот денес во споредба со пред 20 години се инклузивноста и припадноста и таа социјална поврзаност. Та вели кога ќе се сети на нејзиното минато, увидува дека не го сватила тоа многу сериозно и дека тоа веројатно беше повеќе само забавна работа и нешто што требаше да се направи во текот на неделата или викендите заедно со семејството. Но овие клубови навистина порасна и просперира и според нејзините предпоставки се развија многу повеќе во смисла на заедница и социјален дострел. Во моментот, вели Силвана, многу поголема одговорност лежи со клубот да се осигура дека ќе и врати нешто на својата заедница. Таа смета дека клучната промена од тогаш до сега е инклузивноста. Да знаела или да имала можност да игра фудбал на млада возраст, таа вели апсолутно би се вклучила во спортот. Но можноста не постоела. И да постоела, таа не го виде тоа. Може би не била запознаена, но додава дека може би постоеле некои клубови кои имале тимови за девојки, но дека тоа дефинитивно е нешто што таа не го видела во помладите нејзини години. И така Силвана, поаѓајќи од минато на пропуштени можности да игра фудбал, вели сега навистина сака да се погрижи и посвети на тоа, поради што дел од нејзината улога во Престон и она што го прават во клубот дефинитивно е насочено кон овозможувањето можности за девојките и жените во клубот. SPS сакаше да знае каков е одзивот од поддржувачите во однос на сите промени што се прават во таа насока и правецот во кој се води клубот. Силвана вели дека во однос на тоа е прилично позитивно и дека одличен аспект многу луѓе и поддржувачи пристапуваат, особено така наречените позрели генерации кои биле дел од клубот многу долго време. Та смета дека тие го гледаат незиниот капацитет како подпредседателка во клубот и вклученоста како можне позитивни од повратните информации што таа ги добива. Силвана малку срамежливо вели дека жени и пренесуваат дека ова што го прави е фантастично и прекрасно е да се види. Тие во неа гледаат жена која всушност е подготвена да го посвети своето слободно време на клубот и да помогне да се продолжи со проекцискиот моментум за успехот на клубот. Силвана вели кога ќе го слушне тоа, добива засилено чувство да продолжи да го зајакнува она што го прават како управа и она што треба да продолжат да го прават. Генералниот консенсус е прилично позитивен и фактот што Престон Лајонс е еден од основните клубови за новата национална лига, Second Tier, што започнува следната година, е огромен подвиг и достигнување за клубот, вели Силвана. И од она што таа го има слушнато и видено, вклучително и од навивачите, поддржувачите дефинитивно е убедена дека се движат во вистинската насока со неверојатно позитивни чувства во надградувањето на името и угледот на фудбалскиот клуб Престон Лајонс, Престон Македонија.
So people are giving you the vibe that, you know, there's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, Margarita, but hey, yes.
I guess that's the feeling, which must be really encouraging.
It is. It's incredibly encouraging. And I think, you know, everyone that's there, that's been there for a long time, it's all heart and everyone wants to do the right thing by the club. And yeah, it's just really wonderful to see. And it's a real privilege to be part of this club and be in the position that I am right now.
Yes. Now, we did mention supporters. Is there anything that needs to be worked on with regards to the support base at the club?
Like I said, we've had supporters and still continue to have supporters that have been with us for a very long time. I think transparency, engagement and connection with our supporters. You know, we run meetings with them on an ongoing basis around, you know, the club's, I guess, aspirations, expectations.
Right.
And also, you know, hear from them around what, you know, their concerns are. And I think it's really important to continue to have those communications and opportunity to really be transparent about who we are, what we want to do and where we want to go and how we're going to do that and what their role is in playing in that as well. So I think as long as we continue to do that and remain on the same page, I think we should be fine.
Yes.
And like I said, you know, we want to make sure that everyone's there to watch a game and really enjoy it. You know, we've got a good spread of diversity, you know, all the way from really young kids to mums to young girls to young boys. And like I said, those supporters that have been around with us forever. So we want to make sure it's enjoyable for everybody.
That's right. And what are the most immediate goals of the club?
Yeah, I guess with NST
right.
coming up now and next year, there's a tremendous amount of work that's going on internally to make sure that we are ready for that. You know, there's going to be, the expectations are going to be really raised, and we need to make sure that we're ready and set up for success for that. It is going to be on a, you know, commercial stage, so we really need to make sure that we've done all our due diligence behind the scenes and set the club up and ensure that everyone knows what we need to do to make sure that we make this successful.
And how many teams are participating?
So there's 8 teams at the moment.
Right.
3, if I remember correctly, from Victoria and the remaining in New South Wales. So we're working with FA, Football Australia, very closely between now and obviously next year from the season kickoff and ongoing, of course. So potentially there might be a couple more clubs being announced mid-year this year, so we'll stay tuned for that. Hopefully there's more, the more the merrier.
Yes.
But yeah, pretty exciting to be one of the 8 foundation clubs that got selected to participate, I guess, in that tier.
Well, Silvana Naumovski, there was one other question I wanted to ask, and that's got nothing to do with sport. I was just interested in, I hear more surnames, Macedonian women with the surnames that they carry of their husband. They've been choosing to use the masculine version, which is quite interesting to me. Traditionally, you would have been Naumovska, but you have Naumovski. Is there a particular reason for that? I just, out of interest.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think you're the first person to ask me that. Actually, other than my mum and dad and everyone else when I got married, I think it was interesting because after I got married, my maiden name is Spirovska.
Right.
My whole life before I got married, that was my name on all my documentation everywhere. And then going to the birth, death, marriage registration.
Registration, yes.
Yeah, there when we had to get our marriage certificate, they said, oh, no, you're on our file as Spirovski. And I went, how is that even possible? So I guess there was a big fallout from all of that.
Oh, goodness.
And the confusion and everything. And I was just like, right, I'm not. This is way too confusing. I don't want to front that again. So I just kind of left it with an I. But rest assured, Margarita, I'm a very strong and empowered woman, and no name's ever going to define who I am.
So I guess you just wanted to avoid an administrative nightmare.
I did indeed. And, you know, the constant questioning, because I remember growing up, I found that really difficult to try and articulate and explain to people as well. So, yeah, I just thought I'd keep it the same.
I agree with you. Well, Silvana Naumovski, thank you very much for your chat today. Best wishes to you and to the club, and perhaps next time we'll be speaking to you as a president.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
To беше нашиот разговор со Силвана Наумовски, подпредседателка на фудбалскиот клуб Престон Македонија, Престон Лајнс, едно од ретките жени на значајна позиција во управниот одбор. Господјата Наумовски во подолгиот разговор за СПС рече дека таа е убедена во тоа дека сите кои имаат удел во клубот и работат кон една иста цел се повеќе од свесни за значењето на долгата историја на обилениот клуб. Силвана Наумовски своето долгогодишно искуство во деловниот свет сега го посветува на создавање вистинска атмосфера на сближеност, подобри можности за жените фудбалерки, како и пример на комунална средина за сите што членуваат во клубот. Сакате ли да чуете повеќе прилози како овој? Слушате подкаст преку Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или од каде и да ги добивате вашите подкасти.